The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776, or you can get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, which apparently somebody did block a bunch of texters. I didn't, but I was looking through the deleted items, and they go immediately to the deleted items. Can I say whoever actually blocked them, they made the right call. It's some of the most sordid crap I've ever seen. You can also watch us on Twitch, and all they're doing is arguing, too. So
yeah, a lot of arguing on Twitch. And C-Platt came back and said, I called in to talk facts with you guys, and y'all hang up. Good deal. A, I'm not the one who's in charge of the button. B, you weren't discussing facts. You were talking and not listening. It was a one-way conversation. And that, I mean, no offense, that's not what people are tuning into the show for. Roy. Hello, Roy.
Hello?
What's up, man?
Okay. As far as all these police shootings go, yes, it's wrong. But hasn't people realized cops have families at home? They go to work every day to serve and protect us. So if you got some idiot who wants to put the cops' life at danger, hell, by all means, shoot away. I don't care what color you are.
No, that's not the job. Then don't be a cop. Like, that's the thing. You can't be a cop if you're scared. And I said this yesterday on the show, and anybody who's been in the military, if you get in a situation, you've got orders and you panic, or you've got protocol and you panic, and when you panic, your first instinct is to shoot someone because you're scared, you're court-martialed. And it doesn't matter that, oh, well, you're a soldier and you've got a family you want to go home to. No, you still have to play by the rules. You can't just get scared and shoot. And if you're too scared to follow protocol, you're not supposed to be a police, or you're not supposed to be a soldier. That's not difficult stuff. That's not. You can't just say, well, you get scared, just shoot them. No police in the country are trained like that. Well, if you get nervous that he might have a weapon, just unload on his ass. I promise you, no police academy teaches you that. None. And there's people telling me, well, go on a ride along with the HPD and you'll see. I'm telling you, I understand what they're going through. I get it. I get that it's a dangerous job, but it's just like when you're in the military, you get that it's a dangerous job, but you know that when you sign up. Now, can you handle that is the different conversation. So I can't just say, you know, if you get scared, shoot them. I don't care what color they're. No, that to me, that's crazy talk.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of crazy talk. They really are. And let's see. 832 says, I've said some dumb things here and there. My block. No, you're not. But I've never actually blocked anybody. I just, once I recognize your number that you're going to say crap, I just ignore you. But it is funny how this thing is, where did you find all these idiots?
Now, listen, I don't want to get into idiots. Nah, I mean, everybody's
that's
got
a problem. But again, you know, we'll go back to meaningful dialogue. We're not having meaningful dialogue.
BS Fleece says, I know for a fact I could not be a police officer, not a calling in my life. No way I could do that job. It's a mentality I just do not possess. And it's a job for certain people. And like I said, the guy that I was going to have on tonight is a guy that I'm very close to. He's a right guy for the job. I've trained with guys that I believe have that right mindset to be cops because they're not scared doing their job. Well, they're scared. They've got a healthy fear. If your fear of your job leads to you like having poor trigger discipline, as they would call it in the military, that's not the job for you, man. You need to be a desk cop. You need to do something else. Just like if you're in the Army and you're a guy who just wants to go out there blasting everybody every time you get worried, you need to be in the supply room. You can't be out there with your finger on a trigger. You just can't.
And that's okay. Those jobs are there.
There's jobs for everybody.
I could never be a street cop. I would love to be a homicide detective, where I'm going in after and studying everything and trying to figure out what happened. That I could do.
Yeah.
And, of course, on TV, those guys get shot at all the time. But in real life, that's not what you do, right? So that would be fun, like being an investigator. I would like something like that, but I couldn't do that job.
Now I think a problem is that a lot of people who end up being police, and honestly a lot of people who end up being the military, are guys who are bullied growing up, and they've got they want to feel like a big man now. Not all cops, obviously. I think there's some cops who are they're bad dudes, and they're in the right line of duty, but there are also guys who. Because let's face it, like the qualifications to become a cop, it's not all that difficult. Luckily, there's in a place like Houston, there's a long waiting list. I think there is a long waiting list to get into a police academy and stuff like that.
Yeah, and they do get better training than most places.
But in a lot of places, you can graduate high school and say, you know what, I want to be a policeman. And you go through your, a month-long training course or whatever, and wow, here's your badge. You're an officer now. That's not. I don't believe that's the way it should be. It's why they don't. Why you can't just show up and say, "Hey, I want to join the Army," and they don't just like say, "Okay, well, here's your gun. Go get them. Go get them, soldier." Doesn't work that way. But I do think a lot of these guys are guys who have been victims a lot of their lives, and now you're putting a guy who's been victimized much of his life into a position of power and authority, and once that person has a weapon in their hand, it's like, oh, you think you can still bully me? I don't think so, buddy. And that's just a possibility. I mean, I don't know that. Again, I know that happens. I don't know that it happened in this particular case because I don't know anything about this cop.
No, but there's also a lot of guys that aren't like that at all. It's coming off like, well, this is what policemen are. They're guys who were bullied and now they're bullies. That's not all of them. It doesn't take many of them to cause problems, but are we going to do this all day? Because you've got the phones lit up. It's fine.
Well, what do you want to do, Fred?
No, it's fine. You guys are rolling with this. Go ahead.
Well, let's talk to Tyler. Hello, Tyler.
What up, everybody? Happy birthday, AJ.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, man, I just wanted to call, and I think I heard this on Rogan. I don't remember exactly how long ago. I think it was Brandon Shaw that brought up that, it might not be a bad idea to have a certain percentage of a police office or a station have some sort of, I think he said it was a purple belt or a blue belt in, some sort of mixed martial art, to de-escalate the situation. And not only that, but the martial arts teach a lot of discipline, and things like that, So I didn't know if that was because I know a lot of officers do roll and practice different types of martial arts, but just wanted to see if you thought that was something that might help or has even been talked about. But y'all take it easy, man. Enjoy the day.
I agree that that's a great idea. The reality of it, saying okay, and now you're saying we want you guys to have this training. Most police departments are understaffed, and honestly, they don't have time to send people off to mandatory training for martial arts. I like the idea of it, sure. And I have a couple buddies that I've trained with who are cops. One of them was a very, very, very high level MMA fighter who would have been in the UFC if it wasn't for his priority was being a cop. Let's talk to Dre. Hello, Dre.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I was going to respond to the dude was talking about the man got shot because he was on drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was saying, what about Dylan Roof killed 9 people and the police stopped by Burger King after they arrested him before he went to jail?
That's why I don't believe in saying, like, well, the police should treat people differently based on really anything, not what crime they're supposedly have committed or what. I mean, everybody is in this country innocent until proven guilty, and it's the police's job to apprehend a suspect and take them to jail, where they will get a lawyer and they will go through this stuff called due process, which is crazy, I know. And then eventually they will stand in front of a judge and possibly even a jury, and their fate will be decided there. And if they've committed a heinous, heinous crime, they will wait 15 years in Huntsville, and then they're allowed to be put to death in the great state of Texas anyway. All right.
All right, let's take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have 3-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Man. Phone lines are all lit up again.
Wait, they certainly are. My goodness. Yeah. What is this, the Josh Ennis show? We've got 15 callers on the line. Hello, Franklin.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports.
So, just a couple things. AJ, based on the material yesterday, I didn't think the show was that bad, to be perfectly honest. These are tough topics, so I don't think you need to apologize for anything, to be perfectly honest.
Well, Frank, I want to be an entertaining host. That's all I really want to do, buddy.
Well, that's fine. But, Fred, just add on to what you said earlier about the situation in Toronto. Apparently the same thing happened in Minneapolis yesterday, where the MPD released graphic video of a guy committing suicide who had been rumored to have been murdered to prove their point. So it's getting very serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's bad, man.
Yeah. I don't like those videos where people... Like,
no.
That's the worst thing about social media is people killing themselves on social media. I'm against that.
Yeah.
Well, it's top 5 worst things about social media, I should say.
but you know, to the point of yesterday's show, we thought it sucked.
Yeah.
I think we all agreed on that, at least internally. But, you know, I don't know how you do it differently. I mean, I feel like we're trying to do it differently today. I don't know that it's means we don't suck. It just means it's different. You want to get a couple more of these knocked out?
Yeah, I don't know if we can do all of them, but we'll try. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I start this off by saying I know this question is going to sound horrible. It's going to sound bad. Anything you want to say. But the 17-year-old kid, the what?
I said I can't wait to hear it now.
The 17-year-old kid, excuse me, that shot those people,
mm-hmm.
which I absolutely, positively do not condone anything like that. But do the people that were after, that were out after curfew, bear some responsibility? If you're not there, you can't get hurt.
Well, I would say that had an officer of the law shot people that were breaking the law, that would be one thing. I don't think someone who came across state lines wielding an AR trying to be. You're asking the wrong guy, because guess what? I hate anybody who thinks that they're like, because they've got a gun and they can carry it, that they're some kind of an authority figure. I hate that. I really do. And that's why I'm not like a bang the table. We got to take away AR-15s. I'm not one of those guys. I am for more background checks and things like that, because anyone who's against more background checks, it makes me think there's something in your background you don't want checked, and then I don't trust you. I'm for mental health screenings if you want to own military style weapons. I'm for that. But I will say that I don't care if you own them, but if you walk around on the streets with them and act like you're some kind of a cop, I despise you. I despise you at my core, because it's like this. It's almost like they think they're putting on a Superman cape, because now look at me. So, and especially they put on like they'll put on like a black, like a military vest, and then they feel like all of a sudden, oh yeah, I'm like Captain America now. Look at me, Captain America.
Would that be anything like a guy who stakes out a mailbox because someone's robbing it?
That's different. I'm not walking just around asking. In public. I'm trying to find
you're outside with a gun.
Nope. I'm in my truck waiting for someone to commit a crime against me. That's all.
can I just throw one thing out there? This is just a PSA for everybody. Any call or comment that you have that starts off with, I know this is going to sound horrible and ridiculous, and then say, but
here we go.
Yeah. What you should do is stop at the, well, you shouldn't, if your comment is that, stop before you get to the butt, because, yeah. Oh, man. What else we got?
We'll stop the calls there. How about that?
No, that's fine.
We can talk some other stuff. Now,
such as what? I mean, what else is going on in the world? Clearly, there's no sports tonight.
Well, LWE... we were going back and forth about like officers, should the guys who are bad officers, should they be called out? I think we all agree yes, although some people agree with it in theory but don't want it to really happen. But then he said, well, if that's the case, why don't we give equal coverage when they're saving lives? And by the way, I mean, it's not a glorious position if you sign up to be a cop. It's not like every time you stop a bad guy, you're going to get a medal pinned to your chest and they're going to put it on the evening news. That's not what you signed up for. But I will say that, I mean, there's a lot of love for cops. I drive around town. I see a lot of cars with those flags with the blue stripe through them. I mean, cops get love. I mean, and rightfully so, because there's a lot of good cops out there. I do believe that. I've said this all along. I'm not anti-cop. I'm not. And then he says, read the rap sheet on this dude in the AG report. He's not a saint. I get that. He's not. He wasn't a saint. He had a warrant. He was a bad guy, or at least had done a bad thing. But again, it's not the cop's job to decide if he's supposed to die or not. And well, they had ample opportunity to stop him before it got to gunshots.
I think that's part of the problem here with people being repetitive. It's like, well, this was a bad guy. This was a bad person. It doesn't mean they deserve to die. That's, you know, I wish we could just eliminate that part of it from the conversation. And if you do that, then you could say, because you're justifying it. And now we're just all going to be, you know, judge, jury, and executioner, which, hey.
And Alfredo rightfully points out that 17-year-old was also out after curfew. out committing crimes,
but
mind
again,
you.
Being out after curfew is not a death sentence.
Well,
it doesn't mean you should get shot.
Alleged. In Wisconsin, we don't know the laws in Wisconsin.
That's true. I shouldn't pretend to know Wisconsin law.
In Kenosha. Is that where Joel's from? Or is Joel's from Milwaukee, right?
I thought it was Madison.
Yeah, I think he's from Madison.
Is he? No, because he was a ball boy for the Bucks growing up.
Madison's not that far, I don't think. I don't know.
Like
I don't know.
He drove every day to be a ball boy? I can't imagine that. I don't know. But I know he... He went to, like, he didn't go to Wisconsin, like, University of Wisconsin. He went to one with, like, a name after it.
Like a directional Wisconsin?
Yeah. Like UT, like, Arlington, except it was it's something in Wisconsin.
University of Wisconsin Green Bay.
It might have been that.
Yeah.
No, it's like a
University of Wisconsin Kenosha.
No. Yeah, it's named after like a sport, like it's Wisconsin field hockey or something like that. Wisconsin, is it lacrosse?
Yep, that's it. That's one of them.
Yeah, that's where Joel went. I don't know if that's close to Milwaukee or not.
Yeah, I think I've only been, well, I've been to Milwaukee and I've been to a Green Bay game.
I like Milwaukee,
but I was underrated a long time
city.
Ago.
Never been to Kenosha, though. Kenosha, though, don't you know? Now everybody on the internet's mad at Brian Urlacher today.
What did he do?
Well, he did some stuff that a white guy would do, apparently. He said Brett Favre played the Monday Night Football game the day his dad died, threw 4 touchdowns in the first half, and was a legend for playing in the face of adversity. NBA players boycott the playoffs because a dude reaching for a knife wanted on a felony sexual assault warrant was shot by police. And black Twitter and woke Twitter are whooping Brian Urlacher's ass right now. And Brian Urlacher he's got a black son, like a half black son, if I'm not mistaken. But listen, stand your ground, man. Whatever floats your boat. But their Twitter.com does not like Brian Urlacher. Yeah, I was right. Brian Urlacher has a son with a black former erotic dancer.
Well, you know, but again, this is another one of those things that I just disapprove of. False comparisons. You know, comparing Brett Favre's situation to this situation. I mean, it's maddening how often people do that. You know, this is good because you get to see how dialogue's not supposed to work. Jim Jow says they keep putting out that gif of him being juked by Tom Brady. So I guess I don't even know where to go with things now. This is like all anybody wants to talk about.
Well, it's a big story.
It is.
It's what we call the A topic.
Yeah, yeah.
And Lamont says even if they were scared, they could have shot out the tires to prevent him from leaving. Which I hear differing things on that, whether or not that's allowed or not for the cops. Like the cops are allowed to throw down those strips of spikes that blow up your tires, but I don't know if they're allowed to shoot your tires. Although I feel like they would have gotten in less trouble had they shot his tire 7 times than his person. Now I know hindsight's 50-50. I always forget who that quote goes to. But do you remember? Who said that?
Cam Newton said it, and somebody else said it. There were two people that said it at roughly the same time, but Cam Newton was one of them.
Okay, let's attribute it to Cam Newton.
Well, let's find the other one because I want to make a. I think we should vote on which one we're going to credit it with.
That's fine, but yeah, all right. I was going to continue an argument I was having on Twitter, but I'll stop.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, he said, and you got this ample time opinion from a video. You're way off on this. We can agree to disagree. Where I said he had ample time. They had ample time to stop him. Like 4 guys who were armed had time to stop this guy before he got to his car door. The knife was in his car. He said he's got it. He had a knife. And I said, yeah, the knife was in on the floorboard of the driver's seat is what the police report says, if you're going to believe the police report. So why not tackle him before he got to the driver's side door where the knife was located? Because it's not like he was sprinting around the front of the van, was he? I mean, it almost looked like a Conor McGregor strut. Like, they had time to stop him if they wanted to stop him.
John Gruden was the other one.
John Gruden.
I knew the texture.
Ooh, who should we call
him? Talking about the Khalil Mack trade.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hindsight may be 50-50, John Gruden, but we could have told you how that was going to work out.
Even better, saying that he hopes P.J. Hall will replace what Khalil Mack was.
Well, maybe. Right? There's always, so you're saying there's a chance.
I'm going to go with Cam Newton.
You want to blame it on Cam?
No, it's not a blame. No,
you want to attribute it to
Cam?
Yeah,
I want to give credit where credit's due, and I think Cam should get credit for it.
Okay.
Somebody said, I think W said it too. He would have been first then.
Honestly, doesn't that sound more like a W saying than really anyone ever? That sounds almost exactly like something he would say. I bet it was him originally.
Well, do some research on the break, Aaron, because I want credit where it belongs.
Research I came up with said Cam Newton, John Gruden.
Okay, did you Google George W. Bush, hindsight 50-50?
Yeah, I have not done that.
Let's do that.
That's called research.
Because hindsight, as we know, is 50-50, and we need to make sure in hindsight we attribute this to the right guy.
I will say when you type in hindsight 50-50, the question who said it first is the one of the topics that pops the autocorrects. Yeah.
Okay. I guess a lot of people say it.
Well, you know what? Hindsight's 100%.
Originally attributed to Genghis Khan. I mean, it goes way back, Fred.
I'm going to go with Pontius Pilate. But
stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. It's just one of those. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And we were just, the Twitchers were asking about, did I get a lot of nose jokes growing up? Which, yes, and I remembered the one that I got called the most was Snuffleupagus from
Sesame Street.
Yeah, yeah. So, but also Big Bird and Toucan Sam. There was one other one that they, and if one of you who went to school with me who's listening, which I know a bunch of you do, and you remember what you called me, please feel free to text it to the show.
Ask me, does this, you guys can answer this, does this fall under the bad loss? Is this a bad loss Hall of Fame candidate? The Mariners are playing the Padres, and it is tied 3-3 going into the seventh inning, which is the final inning because they're playing a doubleheader today. Mariners get four in the top of the seventh to go up 7-3.
Yeah.
And then they give up seven in the bottom of the seven in the bottom of the seventh with two outs. So it's 7-3 in the bottom of the seventh with two outs. They give up seven runs and lose 10-7. That's got to be one of the worst losses, right?
It's bad, but
two outs.
They suck so much. Well, they do. You know, it's like they're just creative with it, right?
It was the bottom of the seventh?
Yeah.
So wouldn't they just have walked off?
Well, I think it was a walk-off home run. I think it was.
How do you score seven runs in the bottom of the final inning and walk it off?
Well, you were down.
You were down four because it was 7-3. It was 3-3 going into the last inning. In the top of the seventh, the Mariners scored four.
Okay, I missed that part.
So it was 7-3.
I thought it was.
No, they didn't just keep scoring runs after the game was over. That would be cruel.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, is there a wrinkle to the doubleheader rule that, you know, brains in, we're just going to let it happen?
Let's see. We had a couple of calls fall off. Let's talk to Kevin. He wants to talk about the police. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah, is that me?
That's you, Kevo.
Yeah, listen, man. I live in a small town down here on the beach, and most of the cops that work here, they don't want to shoot anybody. They're here because all they have to do is give out traffic tickets and citations. On the other hand, I work for a guy that worked for the county. And I asked him one time, and this was a totally different situation. I said, why do you want to be a cop? And he said, well, because I could legally beat people up. But he had a great attitude. He lost his job because at the correctional institution, he watched his lieutenant or whoever was above him beat up a guy that was already subdued, and the guy beat his butt, and he reported it, and basically that's how he lost his job. But he had the right mindset as far as right and wrong and justice and what injustice.
All right. I'll be honest, I didn't totally catch all of that.
Well, isn't that Kevin the day drinker?
Is it?
Yeah, I think that was
Kevin. Yeah, that was the guy who said you were full of it because he was mad at Josh because Josh didn't take his call.
Oh. Well, Josh takes more calls than anybody, especially if you're, I mean, oh, he's the guy who was mad that Josh didn't take his call because
he agreed with Josh.
Yeah, that's more likely to me, Josh not taking your call because he agreed.
No, that's the guy who called and bitched at us for day drinking because he said that we made fun of him for day drinking, and we really didn't make fun. We were actually admiring it. But that's Kevin the day drinker. So, okay. He's welcome here anytime. He really
as long
is.
As he doesn't swear again.
Yeah, well, I don't know that did he swear on that
call?
Yeah,
he said, because AJ was saying it's Josh's prerogative on when he wants to take calls.
No, you're confusing the guys. This is not the same guy. This is the guy who called us on Friday when we were drunk and said that we had gotten on him for day drinking.
Yes, but his original intro to the show was when he had called and hung on for about an hour during Josh's show and then called back that he wanted to talk to
him.
That
was somebody with a G. That was some guy with a G. Like, not a Gilbert, but maybe a Gilbert. No, that's not the same guy. Because that was the one, it's my right as an American to be on the air. So, yeah, and Dustin sent some video that says, Manfred and MLB are trying to manufacture a moment and make the Mets play a game they didn't want to play. I obviously can't watch the video right now, so I don't know what it's saying.
I did notice that the Mets had one guy yesterday take a knee, Dominic Smith, and then the Mets social media posted the picture and said, we stand unified. He was literally the only person taking a knee, and he was like crying after. I felt bad for that dude yesterday. Like, why'd you even put him on the podium?
Yeah, a bunch of people saying Kevin has not asked for manager guy. It's not the same guy, according to both Twitch and the text line. So George is the guy who called mad. That's who it was.
No, they sound a lot alike.
I think George is considerably older than Kevin, would be my guess. I'll have to find that audio. Yeah, Ticker Supreme got it, George. Thank you, guys. I knew you guys would get it right. You always do. So,
how do listeners keep up with all the different callers' names?
Well, let's be fair.
I sit here and talk to them every day.
Let's be fair. We don't take that many calls. And so when you're on a few times, like a guy like Kevin the Day Drinker is going to be recognizable. And then that George guy was an all-timer. Yeah, Chris says Kevin goes to sleep at 6:30 because he wakes up at 4.
And
he told us that whole story. I like Kevin. He's welcome here anytime. And Space Ghost says we're fans of the show, AJ. That's how we know.
Well, you guys are good at this.
We all have things that we remember, right? I can remember some of the most obscure things ever and most obscure movie lines, and yet I can't remember my anniversary. Or I can't remember something that happened 2 days ago. It's very strange. But. Bill Brasky says, Kevin the Day Drinker, classic nickname for a Blitz listener. Yeah, there you go.
That is a good nickname.
Yeah, that's perfect. It's perfect, man. Oh, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And Orange Brandon says, well, Fred, you have been married like 7 times. That's fair. 3.5, technically. There were a couple other fairly serious ones in there that could have turned into it, but fortunately I dodged those bullets. And Orange Brandon, I think you left Orange. Did you guys get any damage there? Just checking in on that. And menthol cigarette liquor will do that to you. I think any liquor will do that to you after a while. I've killed a lot of brain cells in my day. But then, like I was having a conversation with a friend of mine in Baltimore who's a horse racing guy, and I hadn't talked to him in a while, so I just called him the other day. And it's like stuff that we did 18 years ago is vividly popping into my mind. It's something as simple as driving into Manhattan, and we're having I'm asking him, how the hell do you drive in this city? And he's like, dude, I was a cab driver here for 4 years. I'll get you where we need to go. And I'm remembering this conversation. And it was almost, you know, completely throwaway conversation from 18 years ago. I'm like, how do I remember this? Why is this even in my head? And yet, oh, I can't remember June 13th and what the hell that is. So, I don't know. Says memory's the first thing to go. But that's the thing. He's talking to you, though, because you're 40 now.
That's true.
But, yeah, that's the weird part, is I remember this obscure stuff. Like, I can remember... I can remember every single hand that I was involved in that senior tournament last year. Every single hand over 3 days, which wasn't that many, frankly. But, you know, I can remember bad beats. I can remember how stuff, you know, I remember words to a song from 40 years ago. I remember movie lines from all over the place. And yet some simple stuff is what day did we talk about that? Like, people ask me, hey, what segment did you guys do this? Hell, I don't remember. It was yesterday. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN's a number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, you know what? For the Twitch break, I want to see which Twitcher can come up with the best beak insult for me. Yeah, I'm serious. I think it'd be fun. Because I know I'm just trying to get your minds off of arguing with each other for a minute. So for those of you on Twitch, we're about to go to break. I will give a shout out when we come back to whoever has the best one.
Okay.
Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Oh, there were too many good ones, man. Like, Robert Sharp one was really good. What was the one we picked?
Chase H.
Chase H was really good. And then there were a couple that came in afterwards. You're definitely smelling what the Rock is cooking from the loud dog. Oh, but the Booger McFarlane one, that was Chase H. So that was the best one. Yeah, that was fun, guys. See, we lightened it up a little bit. Now let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, anyone who has a dog, especially if you got them as a puppy, they probably tore something up, right? I have a nice laundry list of things that my puppy, well, she's not a puppy anymore, she's almost two, has torn up. And, you know, as she's gotten older, she's gotten better. She'll still go off on a rip something up thing. Hasn't done this kind of damage. We go to Liberty, Mississippi, which is the Florida of, well... It's certainly a cousin to Florida. Did your puppy tear up stuff when you first got it?
My shepherd didn't, thank God, because she could have really done damage.
But wasn't the shepherd older?
It was like 2 months old when I got it.
Okay.
But the corgi, there's a rug that's had to be, it's been demoted now into a spare room.
Yeah.
That doesn't, it was a square rug. It's now, it doesn't have any corners.
Well, a dog in Mississippi decided to chew something that was running between county buildings. Turns out it was a fiber optic cable. Chewed it to pieces. And apparently did thousands of dollars worth of damage. The wire was mostly elevated, but dipped to the ground by the front door of the Justice Court building where the dog dug into it and chewed it up. Was not caught in the act, but guess what? It's interesting how you can catch a dog on a security camera, but we can't, you know, find out what really happened in a police shooting. See how I brought that back?
Right.
The dog was caught on a security camera. And, you know, basically $7,000 worth of damage just from chewing. I'm pretty...
What a sweet doggy. Does pet insurance cover that?
Well, apparently the suspect's still at large, but they did catch him on video. And, yeah, $7,000 worth of damage from a dog. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
See, Shoulder says, my 75-pound shepherd decided to yank on the garden hose, rip the spigot off the wall, breaking the soldering on the pipe. Yeah, the good news is mine is finally, I mean, she'll still tear something up on occasion. And the one thing she, like, she'll go upstairs and rip a hole in the duvet. We've like had to sew that thing 3 times now. And then she doesn't do it for 3 months. And all of a sudden, I don't know where she does it again. She's still a bit of a nut. But Trevor says, over under, AJ spends 75% of his time answering Josh questions.
Not that much time, honestly.
Texter, Fred Fowler, and Beaky Blinders. Not bad. Unfortunately, you weren't on Twitch, so you didn't get the shout out. But yeah, just I like giving people something to do, cheer them up a little bit. All right, where do we go now? I'll let you choose. I basically took things to letting people make fun of my beak. To give them something to be happy about.
Well, that doesn't seem that fun.
That was fun. No, they came up with some funny ones.
And what was the winner?
Well, we had a couple that were really good. You know, one was the birthplace of Booger McFarlane, which pretty good, right?
That is pretty good.
And then the other was, I thought it was a shark.
But you should have. It would have been better, the home of Booger McFarlane, yeah, not the birthplace. Still, like, that's his dwelling.
Yeah, but I mean, Booger was probably a large baby.
I'm guessing he was.
And I thought it was a shark, but it was just Fred doing the backstroke. That was pretty good. And then weren't you the penguin in the Batman movies? And I didn't see Crystal's. What's the difference in Fred's nose and a penis? 6 inches. That's a good one.
That is pretty good.
Damn, you guys.
That's strong.
I missed a few of these. There were some really good ones. Yeah.
Well, I do want to talk some college foosball, particularly Nebraska football. But I feel like that warrants like more than just a couple minutes to wrap up the segment here.
Is Nebraska playing?
Well, that's sort of the story.
Is that a tease?
That's a radio tease, friends.
Interesting.
Yeah, some Nebraska folks, they want to play football real bad, like.
Enough to leave the Big Ten?
Possibly so.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now I've got you.
Yeah, a little bit.
Got you on the hook.
Yeah, now I want to talk about this now.
Well, now... Fred, I just told you it warrants more than just a couple minutes. But basically what happened is there are 8 Cornhusker players who sued the Big Ten today.
Interesting. Okay, save the rest of it.
Okay, that was enough. That's enough to wet your beak.
That's a real tease.
Yeah.
Enough to wet Fred's beak, as he always says.
And as you always say, that's an awful lot of beak, so it takes an awful lot of water.
That's a lot of wetting.
So... remember the yellow line on your screen is an unofficial first down marker. We'll need to bring out Fred's nose to measure. Okay. 10 yards. That's about right. All right. Let's take a quick break. An hour to go. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Seven, five.